Patterns of Presence, Advent Day 2. Luke chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. There is quite the list here when you read this verse. A bit of an information overload, almost. Details, specifics, and data are all crammed into this opening gambit in which Luke sets the scene for the incarnation of Jesus. And we read this every time we come to this passage, and we read this every time we revisit the Christmas story. This is the opening scene that we've become familiar with. This is the information that we've become accustomed to reading. In fact, we're so accustomed to it that sometimes we read it, but we don't always take it in or tend to think about what it means and teaches us, or even why it's there. Why is all this information here? Because there really is a lot. We've got dates mentioned. There's a timeline that is linked to the progress of Elizabeth's pregnancy, and she's 6 months gone. We've also got a timeline that is linked to a couple's courtship. This event is happening within the journey of a couple who are pledged to be married. They're at this particular stage of life that in New Testament times was linked to adulthood and the coming of age and the natural traditional timescale of things. And we've also got an address. The angel is sent to Nazareth, which is a town within the wider region of Galilee. And then we have a bunch of names. Elizabeth is the one who's 6 months pregnant. The virgin pledged to be married is called Mary. Her fiancé is Joseph. The family tree is of David, that's the nod to the lineage, the surname almost. And of course the angel who's been sent has a name as well. He is Gabriel. So much stuff is presented. There is so much detail, particulars, factual information. And what this does is it normalises what is a very not normal experience. God is breaking in. He's doing something very supernatural and very otherworldly, but this happens to an ordinary bunch of people with names and timelines and individual journeys. These details describe normal life. They describe the everyday, the regular. There's nothing unusual about what is listed here. People living in towns, people engaged to be married, people having babies. This is just the run-of-the-mill life stuff, the everyday. And against this normal life backdrop, something of God happens. To a normal girl living a normal life comes the purpose of God to change her forever. We can at times, we can make the characters of the Bible out to be these superheroes, these remarkable people who are in a special category of human being. But the truth of the matter is that each person that God uses for his purpose is just a regular Joe and a plain Jane. They are ordinary, everyday people, just like you and me. Which means that as their lives become the landing pad for something transformative from God, then in the same way, God can bring revelation and change to our own souls. Nobody is too ordinary. Nobody is not special enough or inferior when it comes to the plan and the purpose of God. God can use anybody. And God will use everybody whose hearts and lives are open to him and whose desire is to surrender to his plan. Which means that God can use you and God can use me. We read these narratives of incredible things happening, but we often lose sight of the fact that each person who was swept into the incredible of God was just a person who entered this life the same way as everybody else, and who set out on their journey through the same ups and downs and milestone moments as the rest of us. There is nobody special in the kingdom of God, but there is a very special God who does incredible things. I guess the other thing that we see from this list of information is the way in which the transformative purpose of God fits within the ordinary things of life. God sent the angel Gabriel to communicate purpose, and the message of revelation came with a postcode, a timestamp, It was addressed to a particular recipient. This was no fluke. This was not a random act of God. God sent purpose to a particular person at a particular stage in their journey, living within a particular context. And this long list of information communicates intention. When God reveals purpose, He is intentional. Nothing happens by chance with God. Nothing is a coincidence or a fluke, which means that when God communicates, when He speaks, when He turns up, when He moves, when He brings change and turns things around and releases purpose, He does so because He who sees the beginning from the end and all the bits in between, He knows that this is the right time for this to come to land in your soul. This is the context for this to begin to outwork itself in your life. This is the stage that is right for you to begin to run with this. The problem is that we don't always see things from His eternal perspective. And at times when God moves, speaks, or commissions us, it can feel uncomfortable. It can seem inconvenient or even feel a bit out of place. These are the moments when we need to be like Mary and trust in the greatness of God and lean not on our own understanding, but seek to live each day acknowledging Him and acknowledging what He's doing and asking Him to make the pathway of purpose straight before us. Today, pause. God has a plan and a purpose for your life. He plans to do something truly incredible in you and through you. He can and He will use you to make a difference in this world. You might not feel like a big hitter in this life. You might not feel that you fit in the category of significance or that you're even worthy of the call. And that is exactly why you are. There aren't superheroes in the kingdom of God. Just a great God who does incredible things. And when He speaks, moves, and acts within your life, you can bet that nothing and no one can stop it. Sure, it might feel uncomfortable, it might seem inconvenient or even out of place, but the job of fitting what has been released from heaven into your everyday, well, that's God's job and not yours. Your job? Your job is just to trust Him with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. So why not pause and acknowledge Him and what He's doing within your day and ask Him to direct and make straight the path that your day is going to take, and then sit back and see what He will do, because He is a special God who does incredible things.
Daily, daily I surrender. Grace for today is all that I need. Surprised by Your mercy that's new every morning. Awaken my soul to sing. Oh, awaken my soul. Taken by one step at a time.